This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
So don't delay, drink now before the beer has run out. The can with Madman and Nine, the beverage of the Rise Guys. The P1 Pilsner is so delicious and crushable. Do a shotgun of beer because we're drinking with P1s.
That's cute.
Uh-huh.
It is, right?
I like it.
At first I thought it was the Fat Boy Diet version of this song. And I thought, whoa, now we put the kibosh on that. Let's see unless Fat Boy wants to play it.
I can't do it, man.
No, that's cute. I like it. I like it a lot. Fat Boy, what is that key word so P1s can win $1,000 cash?
Stuff. STUFF. Stuff.
They got to help them. I really do. They're like, what else would you buy with the money? I don't know. Stuff.
Stuff.
Dude, write it down. It's one of the key words.
I predict that Hendrix will be a key word at some point.
Hendrix should, well, yeah.
Since we already have field.
Platinum. Bouillon, could you imagine?
That'd be funny.
Bouillon.
Bouillon. That's B-U-L-L-Y-O-N. Bouillon.
Holy moly. Get your Facebooks out. We're going to do Facebook Fussing Live on Facebook Live here momentarily. That'll be coming up. Oh, yeah, so my wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So we got headlines in sports.
Ooh.
All right. So no, wardrobe malfunction, that came from Janet Jackson in Super Bowl, right? Like, that wasn't a thing before then, was it?
I mean, that's what popularized wardrobe malfunction, yeah.
Yeah. Like, prior to that, there were, I mean, people, you know, I can't tell you how many britches I split the crotch out of.
No, dude. Field day was the worst for me.
Oh, always, right?
Yeah.
So, I had a wardrobe malfunction yesterday. And I ain't going to say the name of the grocery store that it happened at.
Oh, come on.
But I talk about it a whole lot, if you listen to the show.
It ain't privates.
Mm-mm.
Side cleavage?
No.
What?
Where's that grocery store?
Oh. I want to go there.
No, when you're falling out of your bathing suit. It happens all the time.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
No. So, all right. Let me think of how to word this. I know the series of events that happened. I'm trying to think how to word it without to try to tell a good story. But so I go to the grocery store. And I was waiting for some, this will give it away. I was waiting for some prescriptions to be filled as well.
Okay.
And as I was waiting on that, I went over and looked and see if they had her beer, and they did.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
So,
what's up, Laura Lynn?
So I decided that I would go and use the bathroom while I was there. And I did. But this is on me, and this is not, if you read through between the lines, this is not on the store at all. But I go to the bathroom, and Paige, I'm already reading your mind. Look into my eyes. It was a number one. It was a number one. Yeah, I read your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
But the urinals were taken. Urinals taken.
Okay.
So I went to the regular stall. So, Paige, this is when you will be excluded from the conversation because you can't identify this.
I don't know. I've never used a urinal.
So when I go to a urinal, this is how I urinate. I take off my belt like so.
Uh-huh.
Undo my pants. And then with both my hands, pull it out, and then I go to the bathroom. But when I go,
That's mainly because of compression shorts, right?
Compression shorts.
You don't have a flap or nothing.
Down by my knee.
No trap door.
Okay.
But when I go to, and this is weird, but when I go to a toilet, a regular stall to go number one, and this is me, I'm weird. I take my pants down, and then like down to about mid-thighs, you can see.
Yeah.
Wearing Punisher drawers. And then I'd go in, and then, but here's what happened.
You actually almost did.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Now look.
You don't wet your pants. That's nice to know.
This is where I need you to be the eyes and ears of the P1s, Jimmy.
Okay.
Please don't tinkle
on the board. Literally standing here with my pants down.
Yes, you are.
When I take the pants down to do this, you see what happens here?
Yeah.
What happens?
They fall further down, towards the knees.
Further down toward the knees. Now, what's happening with the belt that is no longer secured together?
It kind of droops.
It kind of droops, kind of sprawled.
Yeah.
My belt, and this is a different one. You understand why. My belt, when my pants went down, laid right on the toilet seat. And it was not the good part of the toilet seat. It'd been flipped up.
Okay.
So, and previous people had been in there.
Yeah.
So my belt literally laid right down on previous visitors.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. So it laid on the rim that might have been damp.
Now, before I go on with the story,
man.
Ew.
What would Jimmy do?
Is the belt wet?
It laid on it. For me to succumb, or not to succumb, but to secure it, I would have to touch it. I'd have to touch it. And then, go ahead with your answer.
Wipe it off and wash my hands, man.
Oh, I was going to say call 911.
Yeah, I'd wipe it off and wash my hands, go about my business. That's just me, though. I've had things like that happen before, and that's what I did then.
Now, I want you to look when I'm putting my belt back on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 holes in.
You should get a new belt.
Listen, you get out of my life.
Make another hole in there. I do the same thing, man. I got to have a belt, or I'm holding my pants up while I'm walking out of the store.
So when you take your pants down, do you do that the same way, though? Urinal versus toilet to pee?
But I do something that you'll think is gross and nobody would do.
You sit backwards on the toilet.
No, I can't physically.
Sit there and play solitaire.
Oh, I see.
If I got the compression shorts, because I got a couple pair that don't have the flap.
Yeah.
So I got to pull all the way down too. I'll lean forward, so I'm over the toilet.
Like, do you put your hand on the wall and lean
both
over
hands.
The thing?
Yeah, which is cool here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I depend on that on the belt. I mean, I do. It's not just there for accessory. Oh. It's there for it's got a function. So. I sat there for a minute and I thought about it, and I don't consider myself a germaphobe, except when it comes to feces and other bodily fluids. Most of them, actually. All of them, actually. Earwax, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Snot.
In the bathroom.
So I'm sitting there like, what am I going to do? I got a buggy half full sitting outside waiting on me. A buggy. It ain't a shopping cart. It's a buggy when you come past the Mason-Dixon line, damn it.
All right.
So what am I to do? I need the belt, but I ain't touching the belt. People already texting, dip it down in the water, and then what? You're gross.
Not that water. You could wash it in the sink, though, with soap and water. Zinni pointed that out on the text. I just wipe it off and go about
Zinni,
my business.
You're a woman. You don't understand what us men have to go through and our crosses that we have to bear. I threw the belt away. I grabbed the belt on the other side, which thank God was the buckle part. I pulled that through my freaking pants and I throwed it out.
But then the dirty part still had to touch your whole waistband all the way around.
Regardless, I didn't have to touch it with my fingers.
But it's still on your pants, just like if you wiped it off and kept going.
Not exactly true.
Kinda.
Do you understand what I would have had to went through? So anyway,
like if you dried it on your pants instead of drying it with the TP, man.
The TP.
Toilet paper.
Is that some kind of Native American joke you're trying to make? I thought so.
Maybe.
I threw it away, and then I had to walk through finishing doing groceries, holding my pants up like this. Like these are. Watch. Now, this is me just lollygagging around. I'm shopping. Oh.
I hope you zipped up at the store because you didn't in here.
Oh, whoa.
Nobody you don't shop like that.
Oh, my God.
Happiness.
I just said my pubics in Publix. Oh, my God. No, it's a different store. You see that? My plight yesterday? Where'd my belt go?
It's on the floor.
Hmm.
Snake it, I bet you.
I threw the belt away.
Oh, you should have went back in the stock room and get something they bail cardboard with.
I thought for a minute, like, you know what? If this had happened in Wally World, I'd been all right. I'd go over there, slip into the Faded Glory section, and pick up a new belt for like $4.
George, I'll have you know.
Be done with it.
George.
No, Fatboy, you're kind of a germaphobe. I think Jimmy's the least of the germaphobe, of the guys at least in here.
Yeah, I am.
What would you have done? Did I handle it wrong? I ain't made out of money.
I mean,
it's up to you.
In that moment, I probably would have done the same thing. Wipe it off because I got to have it. But when I got home, I'd look at getting another one.
Well, I have three. I have two blacks and a brown.
So you,
I got one.
Would you go home? I have one black and a brown now.
Fat boy, would you go home and throw it away or just wash it off?
I would wash it off in the store and put it back on. But when I got home, I'd throw it away and look for another one.
Well,
you don't need your belt as much as I do.
You don't cut your hands off every day. They get dirtier than that.
True.
But I ain't sitting there got dude pee on my hands.
Yeah, it's not another time.
You've touched things unclean with your hands. Probably worse than that, though.
I stopped handling other dudes in my hands.
Not the whole hand.
You have. You've touched all kind of dirty things with your hands.
You don't know my life.
Y'all should be cutting like from the. Y'all should cut off from the elbows down because it might have germs on it. Plus, how you gonna be a germaphobe when we all have big beards and stuff,
that's
man?
That's true.
That's a germ magnet everywhere you go.
Again, I ain't letting guys finish on my face.
Well, maybe you should.
I'm sorry that that happened to you and you were embarrassed.
Thank you. The only sympathy I get from the lady in the room.
But it does remind me of a Hillary song. That's drop
Clinton?
Drop your pants around your ankles. You shiver when you deliver. Remember that song?
No. Who's Hillary?
It was a band in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, my
God. So I would have been laughing at you at the store. But then I would have said, I'm very sorry that you're embarrassed, but you're making me laugh now.
But Paige, if you were a guy and this happened to you and your belt laid right across the rim of the toilet, everybody follow me here because this is radio.
Yeah.
It wasn't the toilet seat. The toilet seat was flipped up. This was on a moist rim of the toilet. And my belt laid across it as my pants went down.
I've seen that because I live with men that don't put the seat down.
Paige lives in a harem.
No, I mean before.
You've lived with men.
Yeah, and many. That's gross. And I see how you feel, but you need. You didn't
Did you
have,
throw in your belt away? It wasn't an expensive belt.
If I needed it to walk out of the store, I probably would have washed my hands, washed my hands again, and then I would have worn it, and then I would have thrown it away when I got home.
What?
You're supposed to put it up to your nose and then put it back on. That's what
you would have put it on and then washed it. You wash it off, put it on, and then throw it away when you got home.
No, I would have taken it and washed it and then washed my hands and then I would put the belt on. I would have washed it in the sink.
Now, was it clear?
Can you imagine walking in the bathroom, some guy's washing his belt in the sink? What the hell did you do in there?
Fatboy gets me with this because he'd put it on and then throw it away when he got home.
She said the same thing Paige did.
And it's weird.
I don't get that.
I would just wipe the belt off, then go home and like nothing happened because it's fine.
Was it clearly obvious that's what it landed in? Like you could see it.
It landed across the rim where, you know, as
you
a guy, when the toilet seat's up and several people have went, there's condensation.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like clear, this is obvious, this is what this is.
Well, what else would it be?
It could have been some like, you know, some condensation.
If you had, it has bubbles in it.
If you had to take a seat in a public restroom or hover as you do, Matt.
I do.
And you got a
squats.
Little bit of the splashback on your flesh, what would you do? Go home and light yourself on fire?
Yes.
And throw your pants away? No.
I cut my butt off.
Be fine. You'd be fine. It's fine.
You ain't got no butt.
He'd take himself to the car.
You already did.
Oh, man. Now I feel like a fool. It's what went through my mind instantly.
Well, you know he'd take your belt now, so I guess, and give it to him.
Well, it's your birthday coming up. I'll tell you which angles it was.
TR or somewhere.
A stolen truck. Yeah, Lord have mercy.
Oh,
you're
fine.
Digging through the trash can in the bathroom of the grocery store to find a belt now.
I hope the person texting in is being facetious. You could have donated that to a ministry and helped out someone in need. Okay. Oh, yeah, give him the piss belt. That's nice. Come on, man. I'd go buy him a new belt before I do that. It's a suspenders or something.
Yeah.
What if it was yours? I mean, would you still throw it away? Because technically, being a germaphobe, you know, that's kind of the same thing.
What do you mean? Oh, if it was mine?
Yeah. Say it happened at home.
If it was, at home?
Yeah. And it's obviously yours.
God, interesting question. I don't know. It's an in-the-moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when I saw it happen, I was like, no way. I just grabbed the loop of the belt, pulled it right through the pants.
I mean, it's not an ideal situation. It isn't a good thing, but, there's far worse things. Like, I'll never forget Birthday Bash this past year.
Yes.
Where I saw that dude come out of the bathroom and didn't wash his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then I walked down the concourse, and there he is digging into some french fries with his lady.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that was rough right there.
She probably told him to do it because that was their kink.
I wanted to say something, but, I didn't. I should have.
You said you wanted salt.
Put that fry in my mouth, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man, you can't, people
stop.
Are gross.
You put malt vinegar on these.
See, there's far worse things in the belt, because I've seen that happen. And I imagine, we've all been in a position where we probably shared food with somebody with dirty hands.
That one looks like a sweet potato fry.
Like, you think about it. When you went to the movies with your male friends, there was always two things. One, seat between.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't share popcorn. I didn't.
Never
shared popcorn.
Only if there's a hole cut in the bottom of the box.
Well, no.
Yeah. Oh. You're not supposed to fall asleep in there, too, so.
Yeah. Well, make movies that are worth staying awake for, is what I say. All right, we're going to take a break. Speaking of movies, get your videos ready. We're going to go on Facebook Live here in just a second. Facebook.com/RiseGuys for a brand new Facebook fussing right after.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course. Names.
You got to get back in the swing of this.
Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Woo. I love this one. I told you I was reading it this morning, just cackling.
This is going to be funny.
Scene one. Playing the role of Lauren will be Paige. Playing the role of Kelsey will be Sweet Baby James. Playing the role of Stephanie will be freaking me. Yay. Playing the role of Dylan.
That's supposed to be Fat Boy.
Will be Fat Boy.
Oh, dang it. I wanted to be Dylan.
No, that's supposed to be Fat Boy.
Right. So Lauren is Paige, Kelsey's nine, Stephanie's me, Dylan's Fat Boy.
Yeah.
And action.
This is my year in 2019. I resolution to lose 50 pounds, LBS, quit smoking, and find love in my lonely life.
Girl, you know I'm on your side, but don't think you should do one at a time so you don't, you know, end up in the nut house, don't you think?
No, it's my life, and I have to own it. If I just quit smoking, I'll still be fat and lonely next year. If I lose weight next year, I'll still be lonely in 2021. Girl, I will be 25 in 2022. I got to get this blank done while I still look young enough to find me a good man.
LOL, calm down a little bit, though. It's not bad. Go wait on finding a man. The only good ones are 30-plus anyway. Plus, you're just fine the way you are. Well, maybe quit smoking because it's bad for you.
You know what? Truth.
So smoking is bad for me, but this big fat ass isn't?
I know. I like me a thick girl, and I'm 26. And I wouldn't kick you out of my bed.
You're bad in your mom's house, you mean?
Oh, STFU. You only like you a thick girl because you're a no-job-having-ass needs a girl with low self-esteem.
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of cute.
I got something you can smoke, too.
And now he's blanking gross.
Again, girl, wait a couple years and find you a man over 30. They usually have kids by then, too. I know you love kids.
Yeah, like, give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably wants to share meth with you, crying laughing emoji.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate to lose weight yet, LMAO.
Damn. I mean, weed is all. Y'all want some ruthless blank over here.
Post Mean Girls GIF.
Post Mean Girls GIF.
Post Mean Girls, Jeff.
Damn. Are y'all still in high school or what? I'm going to talk about an older man. Maybe I'll find me an older woman then.
Oh, that won't be too hard to do. Just walk out the hallway and yell, Mom!
In scene! Oh, man. That's true. I mean, you know.
What, all the good men are over 30?
Yeah. That's it. That's the truth that was there.
What else?
All the good ones. Well, no, but just it's got to be very hard. I understand, like, you want to save up, or maybe even, you know, times are hard. But if you're a man, especially, living at home, if you lived with your dad, it'd even be cooler than living with your mom.
You're saying that if you're a woman who's, like, 25, you can live with your parents and dudes don't care. But if you're a dude and you live with your mom, then you're just, yeah, you get crapped on for it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. the sexist world we live in, Paige.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Yep.
Scene two. Playing the role of Jane will be freaking me. Playing the role of Rebecca will be nine.
Yay, Becca.
Playing the role of Tony with an I will be Paige. Playing the role of Johnny with a J.
Johnny with a J.
Will be Fat Boy. And action. To any mother blanking that told me I should my baby daddy a chance, tell me that now with two of my teeth busted out of my mouth.
Well, tapping to any mother blanking that told me to give my baby daddy a chance shows how blanked up you was when you typed this. Probably awake for 2 days and methed out like everything else. There were several people that watched this situation go down. He never put his hands on you. He threw a bottle that you walked in the way of while you were busy going psycho and trying to hit him over and over again.
Oh, whatever. Just mind your own business, maybe.
You are jealous. You were trying to blank him all day and then asking him if you could blank his blank in my damn car. You trash. Drinking everything in the bar and then trying to breastfeed your baby. You ought to blast it on Facebook. Then here's mine. You dirty for pressing charges and getting his house searched. Know what's up. He gave you so much money and helped you out if you stole from him over and over again. Grow up. If you want to call me a whore and threaten me, then you know where I live, Miss Gonorrhea.
Ha! Helped me! Helped me! No, bitch. I work for mines. Maybe you should try standing up for fellow woman in this situation, or mind your own business. You don't deal with what I've dealt with.
I never helped you. I always treated you with the utmost respect. Never said anything bad about you. I bought you diapers for that baby. Even gave you $100 a while ago, but I don't have a single drop of respect for you now. You have serious mental issues you need to get under control and get a job that don't involve a pole and a strobe light.
Tax Rebecca and Post. Girl, if anybody comes at you sideways, please, LMK, I got your back. No blanking matter what. IDK, what's going on, but I love you, and you my bitch through it all. Heart emoji.
No, that's not any information of yours, but I haven't danced in 5 months, thank you very much. And not only that, I paid off all my debt, and I bet I've made more money doing it than you'll ever see, so ha. Good comeback, though. Still don't give a blank. Don't hurt my feelings none. Looks like you're the one that's disrespectful to women.
Hey, for real, though, if she's getting snockered and breastfeeding that baby, you need to call CPS immediately. There's plenty of people who'd want that baby right now.
Insane. Whew. Not a whole lot to elaborate with on that, except a whole lot of nonsense going on.
Yep.
And strobe lights. Also, I have to point out that the diapers was dippers in this.
Diapers.
Dippers.
This is like dippers, D-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Dippers.
I bought you dippers for that baby.
Oh, no, that's my bad. I read it as diapers.
You got to be 18 to dip. I was always told.
But not to have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly. Scene three. We're doing Facebook fussing live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Playing the role of Kirk will be freaking me. Playing the role of Denise will be Paige. Playing the role of Mickey will be Fat Boy.
Ah, Mickey.
Playing the role of Buck.
Buck.
Will be Sweet Baby James. And action. Well, this was a first for me, you understand. You might not ever believe this, but I busted one of my customers. You won't believe what he was doing on top of his trailer.
Say what?
Daddy, turn your caps off. You're writing in all caps again.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Thanks a lot there, son. Hey, Denise, good to hear from you. I own some rental trailers over there in Spartanburg County.
Well, my goodness, I never knew that. So, like a trailer park?
Well, yeah, it was my uncle's land, and he willed it to me. I didn't start it or anything, you see, but I'm proud, right proud, you understand?
Dad, the all caps is on again.
Well, do we have to guess what happened? You gonna quit screaming with your boy and tell us, Kirky?
Hey, Buck, we've missed you at church.
Shut up, Denise.
Now, simmer down now. And Kirky. Ha 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 ha! Nobody's called me that in years, LOL.
Ha ha. So, the trailer story. Gone.
So this dumb SOB bought a washing machine that was too big to fit in the front door of the trailer. So he's about to cut a hole in the roof and lower it in. Ha 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 ha! Now, have you ever heard such?
Dad, damn it. Stop with all the caps.
Well, you're doing it now.
It's because I'm yelling at you. On the internet, all caps means you're screaming.
Hey, lay off your old man. Us old timers still trying to figure some of this stuff out. Also, I'm screaming this at you, but also I left my all caps on to piss you off.
LOL, y'all should come to the fish fry at the church next Saturday.
Shut up, Denise!
Insane!
Dennis? Shut up, Dennis!
Shut up, Dennis!
That was fun.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Dippers and math and all kinds of stuff.
All the best stuff here.
What came first, math or Facebook?
Ooh.
I ask you right now.
I think math.
You think math?
Yeah. I think math did, yeah.
But would you have one without the other?
You can't have one without the other.
What you just heard.
Math and Facebook.
Oh, send it off.
Send it off. Send that to Dan and Sandy. Sandy, what you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Send in anonymously to TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of the world famous and often copied Facebook Fussing.
The Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's a story for you, and this story was released yesterday. And if this woman gets divorced, she'll get half of her husband's fortune, and she'll also be worth more than Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Sucks.
She'll be the fifth richest person in the world. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? It's a lot to think about.
From a divorce.
From a divorce. So here's the deal. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie are getting a divorce after 25 years of marriage. And to say a lot of money is at stake is a massive understatement. So far, he is the richest man in the world. His net worth? Over $136 billion.
What is that going to do to the prices of Amazon? I mean, seriously.
You think he's going to raise prices?
I think Prime is going to go. I got a charge yesterday, and it was like $80-something dollars. Like, what is this? And it was my Prime renewal. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
On the day that the divorce was announced.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that it's not amazing. I am amazed by it, I guess. But it's incredible that a divorce, and she's still got, she will be the fifth most richest person in the world.
Yeah.
The result of a divorce.
Uh-huh. Wow.
What'd she do prior to hanging out with Bezos?
Well, 25 years, I imagine she, I don't really know her background.
Yeah.
But probably
are you saying nothing since she married him?
No, I don't know what her background is. I mean, maybe she helped him get up in the ranks and was partner with him all the way. And after it was announced, they talked about remaining friends and partners and said, quote, if we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again. But that's a lot of history to just throw away.
But you're not throwing it away.
But here's
I get that to a degree.
Yeah.
To a small degree.
Yeah.
Certain things had to happen for you to get where you are now.
Yeah, that's true. And also news broke last night that Bezos is seeing TV personality Lauren Sanchez, who's also getting a divorce.
Oh,
so there's some rumors
who is she now?
Going around. And, you know, see what happens with that. And I don't know the full disclosure if there was an affair or anything. I'm not even going to speculate that.
She's a news anchor from KTLA in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's pretty. Long legs.
Yeah.
And then him looking like bald-headed Kevin Spacey. Yeah. He does look like bald-headed Kevin Spacey. He looks like Kevin Spacey had a baby with Professor X. And that could happen, from what I've read.
And maybe, you know, they said that they're still friends. They're better friends than lovers, and they grew apart.
So well, how can you be lovers if you can't be friends, Paige?
Well,
someone's asked
I mean,
that.
Some people just have sex, and they don't get along. That's happened in marriages.
Is that Brian Adams on the text line?
How can we be lovers if we can't be...
Yeah, Mark
I mean, you know, do some things better than others in marriages.
Yeah. Same thing.
She got that mouth, the chick he's seeing now, that's kind of like, you know, been shaped.
It's been worked on way too much. Like,
oh, the duck mouth?
Yeah. She's 49. But, like, if you, this is what's weird about Google. I put in Google image search Lauren Sanchez, and the first filter that pops up is body. Uh-oh. So you click on that, and you find rows and rows of her in a bikini. And I bet she ain't never had kids.
Probably not.
Well, she's about to.
If she has.
Well, you can have babies and then have plastic surgery all the same. Not saying that she has. I mean, she just may be beautiful naturally.
Yeah. I doubt it, though. She was, she was a news anchor in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she's had one.
She's had a bunch of it.
Yeah. Oh, she is beautiful. Dang it. You know, maybe they're happy together.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a good thing for her.
You think she'll be happy with a guy who's the richest man in the world? I mean, that's like being with the Sultan of Brunei or whoever, you know, that guy used to be, right?
I've dated a very wealthy man before.
Thank you.
And it's his money. It's not mine.
Yeah.
But don't act like it never crossed your mind, though. It has to have. It would have. You're normal.
Yeah, but it would be his rules, his money.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the? I remember this is in, I guess, middle school, high school. Every year, there's the richest person in the world, the Sultan of Brunei. And now you look up and, like, is he still alive? Yeah, he's still alive. There's no talk of him. He's not even in the top 10 anymore. Like, how'd you go from that? Let's talk about that. What happened to his money?
Must have lost his oil.
That's odd. Know, and now the guy who invented freaking Amazon is the Sultan of Brunei now.
Oh, boy.
Give him a great designation.
I know.
He's the Sultan of Amazon.
You know, that's what we're about.
The Archbishop of Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
To make it like that in America.
He could be president.
Anybody can be a bazillionaire.
I still don't believe that.
No,
I mean, if anybody could do it, one of us would have done it.
Yeah, that's true.
One of us
I mean, we're not even millionaires, and being a millionaire isn't even enough to get a house in California.
I'll take it, though.
I would take it, yeah. I live here, so I'd be fine with it.
I know, right? Yeah, well, a million, we'd be comfortable for a while.
Yeah.
That's when you know there's too much, when $1 million, like, who wants to be a millionaire was a TV show 10 years ago. Publishers clearing out, you'd buy all them damn magazines of hopes of winning $1 million, and now, $1 million.
You're not even a player until you're a billionaire.
What is this world we live in?
I tell you what.
One hand, I like it a lot. The other hand, I'm disgusted by it. Jeff Bezos should be carrying a little poodle and wearing like a cold, some kind of hat.
Yeah?
Like a, you know, like a gold fez. Something.
Sure.
Like a.
Yeah, he should just be wearing plain black suits. He should be walking around with a robe on like he's royalty. He's the Sultan. He's the Archbishop of Amazon.
The Sultan of America.
Can't it be up to him, though? This is America.
No! It's freedom of the people. We decide.
Yeah. We have to worship the wealthy is what you're saying.
That's right. I mean, put him on a dollar, for God's sake.
Put him on a pedestal.
You know, just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you have to be tacky and have a gold toilet at your house.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you do.
I wouldn't have thrown the belt away if it landed on a gold toilet. I really wouldn't have.
You wouldn't
be
have?
Honest with you.
Okay, sure you would. All right.
Imagine that.
It still can be nasty.
The cleaning person, though, the janitor that has to clean a gold toilet. God, talk about a chip on your shoulder,
I
man.
I know. Don't
probably
scratch
make six
it.
Six figures.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know, well, congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a gold toilet, you're not in your home very much. You rotate houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not filthy.
Yes.
Just wiping things down. Well, when is beer o'clock? You ever wondered that? Is it
5 o'clock?
No.
That's beer. What's beer 30?
Well, yeah, beer 30 would be 30 minutes after beer o'clock.
Yeah.
Duh.
So.
Duh.
That's so stupid.
That's in preparation for 90s trivia coming up in a few minutes.
This is, you know, when I thought beer o'clock was cocktail hour, which people, they don't agree on that either.
Is beer o'clock right now?
It's beer o'clock somewhere.
I have some
somewhere it is beer o'clock. It is.
It's when you need one.
Yeah. No.
Whenever you want.
Unless you're work.
Driving or working.
Driving.
So,
supervising,
according to this,
actively,
52% of the people say taste is the number one factor for them when they pick up beer. And 1 out of 3 people say they're intimidated by craft beer. And the average person switches their favorite beer every 4 years. So, to finally get it nailed down, 6:31 p.m. on Friday is beer o'clock.
You're late to the party, man.
Boom.
No kidding.
You must have a hell of a drive.
Actually, y'all going to bed early is what that means.
God.
Start at 6:30. You're going to bed early. You don't start that early on Friday.
Yeah, you
what
do.
Does this mean?
Start at noon on Friday.
Bed at 9.
When I can drink beer heavily and have the libations and the fun and everything and stay up really late, but when I drink liquor, I get the libations, I get the fun, and then if I sit down while drinking liquor, I almost feel like I'm a narcoleptic.
I know. The thing is,
several liquor drinks.
Concentrated alcohol in the liquor, I guess.
Was that what it is?
Social drinking, what I learned, is the cocktail hour is 1 hour. You don't continue drinking on. You go, you know.
Happy hour, you mean.
Yeah.
I'm partying with Paige. Yeah.
Happy hour is 3 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but beer o'clock, does that mean just that's the starting time with beer? You can continue on drinking unlike you're not supposed to with alcohol?
What time's pre-gaming start then? How many hours before the game is pre-gaming start? That's the big question here.
Four or five.
In Clemson, it's like 8 hours, I understand. Or is that the pre-game show?
For a night game, man, you get started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and then post-gaming, oh my God.
Oh, goodness.
Just finding the car is hard enough.
And, you know, at that time, I think I would have to say that it needs to be amended because with daylight savings time, with the light change and it gets darker, maybe it should be later in the summer and then earlier in the winter, because at 5 o'clock when it's dark, you need to start drinking.
Yeah, but I think that's can do it on what time people get off work. So I think what that means is most people get off work at 5. You got generally 45-minute drive, most people, median kind of thing.
Yeah.
By the time you get home,
no, it's all about...
Take the dogs out.
Yes.
Let them piss everywhere. You clean it up. You take them out again. You feed them 15 minutes later. You take them out to poop again, and then they don't. You clean it up. You get it off your shoes. You go back in. It's about 6:30.
When do you light the fire for the grill? That's when you start drinking.
I have gas logs.
That's when you start drinking.
If you get bigger dogs, it takes longer to cycle through a big dog.
Dogs.
Got like the people. You know?
Boy, that's true. That... Bear has no filtration system.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, literally, he drinks and it comes right out.
Puppies don't.
Yeah.
Especially little, smaller breeds.
I used him as a water gun yesterday. I was going after Grace. I'd squeeze his tummy,
squeezing.
So bad. You got to pull his hairs back?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's probably called in there. He went 10 minutes ago.
It's like a sprinkler.
Now sleeping out.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
Sorry, I went over.
I apologize.
No, that was fun. That was a whole lot of fun. We have $1,000 to give away. We're going to do that in just a moment. If you don't get the $1,000, we got tickets to Monster Jam 2. All that and more right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planet
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks.